One of the best ways we can get a pulse on the Catholic Church in the United States of America is to look at the interface between politics and economics vis-a-vis the bishops, the cardinals, and the popes. So today we're going to look at Joe Biden, President Joe Biden. He went to Mass today, or Sunday, yesterday, for the first time as president. And I knew this was going to happen, and I was interested to see which of the various Catholic churches in Washington, D.C., because I used to live there, which of these churches he would attend. And he attended, of course, the Georgetown Jesuit Church, Holy Trinity. And so today I'm going to go through an article and also some remarks by the New York Times, just to see how they're kind of spinning and molding the story of Joe Biden as a Catholic. I also think it's very interesting that he was accompanied by his son, Hunter Biden, who's been in quite a bit of controversy. So before we do all that, we will pray together. I invite you to pray with me, the Our Father, the Pater Noster. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater Noster, qui es in Caeli, sanctificetur nomen Tuum, adveniat regnum Tuum. Fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, what's notable about how the media is portraying the Catholicism of Joe Biden is that they are positive about it. Just the other day, his communications secretary was asked about his position on abortion. She fired back, you understand the president is a very devout Catholic. This is kind of the shield. And I think what it shows is there are certain kinds of Christians that are abhorrent to the left, into the media, and when there are certain kinds of Christians who are beloved by the left and by the media. I want to look real quick before we get into the story of where Biden went to church and the history of it. A New York Times angle. You can see that on the screen right here. President Biden is perhaps the most religiously observant commander-in-chief in half a century. A different, more liberal Christianity grounds his life and policies. And there's a link, if you want to go read it, over at the New York Times. What's being stated here? They want Joe Biden to be religiously observant. What they want is a Catholicism that doesn't talk about marriage, moral issues, sexuality, and certainly not abortion. That kind of Catholicism they love. They did this long ago, beginning in the 40s and 50s with the Protestants. They started to promote this idea that you could be non-sectarian, liberal, have no moral convictions in the public place, but you could, you know, say, well, I'm a very devout Methodist. I'm a very devout Presbyterian, very devout Episcopalian. Now, the Catholics didn't go along with that because Catholics have always understood that there's one true church, not a plurality. This is one reason why there are Protestants. Protestants means protester. They are protesting the claim of the Catholic Church. But as I recorded in my book, Infiltration, over 150, perhaps 200 years ago, there was a slow and deliberate infiltration to mold Catholicism into an international institution of what Pope Francis tells us, equality, fraternity, social justice. And Joe Biden is really the perfect example. almost 50 years serving our nation, and not once has he ever imposed Catholic moral teaching on his positions. And they want to do this to the Catholic Church. They want this to happen. This is the kind of Catholicism they like. You know, I told you I've been studying all this Arian history, and I realized as I was studying St. Athanasius and Pope Liberius and all these, you know, Arius and Eusebius of Nicomedia, I realized, and this actually captured in the book Helena by Evelyn Waugh, the Arians, these are the people who denied that Christ was fully God, they really were the chaplains of the rich and the powerful, the imperial court, because they believed that Christ wasn't fully God. That downgrades him. It also downgrades the church. If the church is the bride of Christ and you downgrade the groom, Christ, you downgrade the church, and that allows the state to be over the church. This is why the Arian, the powerful people, wanted to be Arians. The theology brought about a political reality that they wanted to establish and keep. The same thing's happening in our time with the heresy of modernism. It allows the state to keep the church quiet and keep the church down. And Joe Biden represents that. All right, I'm going to read the story here, or part of it, part of the story. This is the AP report, and it reads this. Washington. President Joe Biden attended Mass for the first time since taking office, worshiping Sunday at the church he frequented when he was vice president. Biden, the nation's second Catholic president, picked Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Washington's Georgetown neighborhood, a few miles from the White House. It's where the nation's only other Catholic president, John F. Kennedy, often went to Mass. Now get this part. Listen carefully. Ears on. Quote, Biden entered through the front entrance where a Black Lives Matter banner was hanging on one side and a banner with a quote from Pope Francis was on the other, reading, "We cannot tolerate or turn a blind eye to racism and exclusion in any form and yet claim to defend the sacredness of every human life," end quote. So I'm going to pause here in the story. Biden didn't go in the back door, he went in the front door, and the journalists here want to emphasize that when he went into a Catholic church, on one side was a Black Lives Matter banner, and on the other side was a Pope Francis quote about racism and exclusion. Are you guys getting the point here? This is a Catholic church in D.C. under Cardinal Wilton Gregory. The story goes on, quote, the president, in a brief exchange with reporters, said the service was lovely. Biden was accompanied to church by his son, Hunter, and two of his grandchildren, Finnegan and Maisie. His motorcade made a brief stop on the way back to the White House for carryout from Call Your Mother, a popular deli near the church. The president remained in his armored vehicle while his son picked up the order. So Hunter ran in. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, I don't know how to say it, told reporters on Friday that Biden had not yet settled on a home church in the nation's capital, but said that she expected Biden will continue to regularly attend services during his presidency. And if you go here, you can see the pictures of him going in and out of church. You can also see that on the screen, on the little, here, that's them right there coming out of church. That's Hunter Biden on the left and Joe Biden on the right. Now, let's take a look at the story and put the pieces together. Joe Biden, first Sunday he's a president, he's in church. And I love people going to church on Sunday. So respect, that's awesome. Where did he go? He went to JFK's church. He's trying to connect it. Joe Biden wants to be the second Catholic president, and he wants to be in the legacy of JFK because everybody loves JFK. I mean, yeah, Marilyn Monroe, whatever, right? But everybody loves JFK. How can you not like JFK? That's the American sentiment. So the story already has him as a churchgoer and as the heir of the Democrat John F. Kennedy. Second thing to notice, it's emphasizing church, the Catholic Church, and its number one issue right now is not abortion, it's racism. So this church has a BLM banner on one side and has a Pope Francis quote on racism on the other. And Biden enters into there. So he's a churchgoer. He's the heir of JFK. And he is choosing the church, a Jesuit church, that is being outspoken on racism. Imagine what would happen if a church put up pro-life banners on either side of the door in D.C. Would those stay up very long in Washington, D.C.? You make the call. He says that the service was lovely, and who was he joined with? Hunter. We all know about Hunter and the laptop and the photos. It's all gross and disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. But this is clearly a rehabilitation mode for Biden and Hunter to go to mass together. They're both good guys, and if they did anything bad, they're penitent. That's the idea. And also his grandchildren, Finnegan and Maisie. So he's a grandfather, he's a father, and he's part of this church that's at the forefront of social justice. And then it's also been released by his press secretary that he will be regularly attending church. What does this mean? This means that the Cardinal of Washington, D.C. has already worked out a deal where he will never be refused communion. He will never be embarrassed. They worked out the security. You don't just show up. You first call the archdiocese and you get the security worked out. But this is going to be, I think, a continued photo op, because one of the things that happened in the last election is Biden lost the Catholics. The Catholics are moving away from Biden and from the Democratic Party. And he really wants to establish himself as a devout, pious Catholic, blue-collar Catholic that was taught by nuns and was an altar boy and who goes to Rome and sees the Pope and all these things. So this is what's going on. Now, what does it mean for Catholics like us? I said this a while back in a video. This is going to be a moment in Catholic history where we either observe or do not observe. I'm going to remove this. St. Ambrose of Milan. I've talked about this a lot. St. Ambrose of Milan excommunicated the Roman emperor who was a Catholic, Theodosius, because he massacred people in Thessalonica, a city, unjustly. And so Ambrose met him at the door of the church, you can see it right there, and said, "You can't come into church. No way. You kill people. You need to do public penance." Theodosius submitted. He did public penance. He changed his ways. And then he was, after months of penance, he was readmitted into the Catholic Church. When we have politicians who are involved in public sins, not private sins, Thomas Aquinas makes a distinction between public and notorious sins and private sins. Public and notorious sins require a public repentance. That's the traditional idea of Catholicism. What we're seeing now is a shift where no one, and I mean no one, is ever going to be refused communion. It's a change in Catholic theology. I don't believe in it. I believe in the St. Ambrose and the St. Thomas Aquinas take on this. But Pope Francis and Cardinal Gregory have worked out a deal with President Biden where he will not be harassed, he will not be refused communion, and he'll be secure in the Catholic churches in D.C. And what will be interesting to watch over the next 4 years is what happens when Biden travels. Where he goes. He was already refused communion once. He knows it would look really bad for it ever to happen again if he just randomly went into a Catholic church and the priest there says you can't receive communion. So they're going to check ahead from now on, and the United States Conference of Bishops is probably going to aid and help out in that. Now, you've heard me talk about for a couple years what it means to be red-pilled and to realize that the Catholic Church has been infiltrated and that we have priests who don't believe, immoral priests. The same goes for bishops and archbishops, cardinals, even Pope. It's going to wake people up. This is going to be another red pill over the next 4 years. I also expect, I think I mentioned Holy Trinity, where President Biden went, is a Jesuit church. I suspect that we will see the Jesuits rally and create a bubble around President Biden to prop him up as a great Catholic. Their theology and Biden's policy fit together hand in glove. So I think we're going to see that in the next 4 years. And one last thing is we're going to see more and more Catholics who are just part of the normal diocesan structure, go to their local parish, go to the Novus Ordo, etc. This past year, people couldn't get sacraments and some of them couldn't get communion on the tongue. And so they started migrating to traditional parishes. I think this is going to be a catalyst as well to move people to traditional parishes. They're going to see Biden come to their state and the bishop give him communion. It's going to be a scandal to them. And they're going to search out for more traditional conservative parishes and places and priests. That's what I expect. All right, we're going to sign off. We'll pray the Ave Maria together. Oremus. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I want to encourage you all to pray for President Biden. Our family's already added a nightly intercession after our rosary to pray for Joe Biden. Be great to have a Catholic who believes every jot and tittle of the Catholic faith. I don't believe Joe Biden does now. So let's pray for him. Let's pray for him and all of our leaders. Let's pray for our Supreme Court. Let's pray for our Senate, our Congress, our governors, our local mayors, local legislators. Let's pray for all of them. Pray for our priests, bishops, archbishops, cardinals, pope. We've got to pray for these people. We don't have because we don't ask. Maybe if we spent less time tweeting and watching YouTube videos and praying for these people, we could see some difference. And fasting. We got that coming up as well. So let's make sure to pray for him. And that, of course, means praying the rosary every single day. If you don't pray the rosary every day, you're not on the team. Pray the rosary daily. Read the Bible daily. Pray at your meals 3 times a day. Be grateful, count your blessings, and then thank God for those blessings. Find people you know and you trust. Cultivate those relationships, not on a screen or on your phone in your pocket, face-to-face with coffee or lunch or getting together with families and kids. Cultivate those real relationships. We're going to need it. We're going to need it moving through. Also want to say thanks to everyone who's supporting the show. Things have been a little rocky, given everything going on social media. So I do thank everyone who supports the show. I am sending out again this week more signed stuff. I have signed copies of my book, Infiltration. Sending out signed copies of my trilogy, Crucified Rabbi, Catholic Perspective on Paul, The Eternal City. Also, I'm sending out signed copies of the brand new book, Rosary in 50 Pages, and Thomas Aquinas in 50 pages. They're all going out. They're free thank yous at different levels on the Patreon. You can get all of them at a certain level. Also take online classes with me at certain levels. Please visit patreon.com/drtaylormarshall. And there's 6 different levels. Pick the level you think is best and I'll send out some cool stuff to you. All right. Well, remember our Lord Jesus Christ is you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. Godspeed.